So since the conflict started on Saturday, it's been extremely tense where I am. Conflict keeps on moving from one neighborhood to another. A lot of artillery and gunfire, and displacement of people from one neighborhood to another from within the city. So the situation remains tense. It's now about 5 days since the conflict broke out, and we still don't have any hope of it, going into a lull. So it's extremely worrying.
We just got handed a statement, and I know that this was supposed to happen yesterday at 6 p.m. But now Sudan's RSF forces say they have agreed to a 24-hour ceasefire starting at 6 p.m. this evening, following all these days of the power struggle between the two generals. Do you believe it's going to happen this evening?
The credibility of any promise depends on whether such a similar promise has been kept in the past. Since the war broke out in Sudan, there have been promises of about two ceasefires or three ceasefires. None of them has been respected. And so I have no faith that even the current one that is being proposed is going to stand. Let's wait and see.
Tell me about your situation with supplies. Do you have how much food, how much water? Do you have what you need to survive for a few more days, or what do you have?
So I'm currently in a house in El Fasher, and I'm living with or hibernating with 11 other colleagues. And before the war broke out, we had stocked a bit of items as part of our emergency preparedness as an organization. However, like any person living in El Fasher, our items are fast running out. We are running out of food. We are running out of water. There is no electricity in the city. Thank God we have solar systems within our house. But how many people within El Fasher City are living in dire conditions? No access to food, no access to water, shelter destroyed. The situation is becoming worrying for the majority of the people, and the healthcare services within the city are becoming extremely stretched, with many people injured and some deaths reported.
You and your 11 colleagues there, you're staying inside. Does it seem like everybody else around you is doing the same thing?
Most of the people in the city are doing the same thing. There are people who are living in neighborhoods where the conflict is raging, and they have had to endure or risk moving into neighborhoods they considered secure. We have lived in this house for the last 5 days since the conflict broke out, even when there was a lot of gunfire outside and armed people outside our compound. We stayed inside, but conflicts keeps on moving from one neighborhood to another, and some people risk themselves and decide to cross to other neighborhoods where they consider safe. So there's a lot of movement within the city, but under extremely risky conditions.